When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Tons. I was born in 1997, and I'm your host, with Clay being my co-host, Tatum.
Hello.
And Rod Barry being our audience member.
Hey, I'm here.
Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about all the stuff we do and all the things we see and stuff like that. And we have our number one guest on the podcast today named Mitra, and she does comedy and hit it, Clay.
Okay.
I think so.
Clay, I told you that was not a good idea.
No, Clay set up a microphone. Rod said that that's not a good idea, and Clay said it is a good idea, and then it fell down at the beginning of the podcast.
And now he's setting it up again. I still think it's a bad idea.
I said the first thing I said when I did this. Excuse the noise, people. I said this is a good This is a good idea, like universal healthcare. And Rod said both of those are bad ideas. And I said, but isn't healthcare a human right? And he goes, no, it's a privilege.
Well, I mean, I don't know about the healthcare thing, but the microphone setup, I think, is bad.
You're not sure if healthcare is good?
Oh, you don't know?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sold that healthcare is
good. Here's why we need healthcare.
Here's the thing. I haven't been to a doctor in 12 years, and I'm fine.
Okay, Rod, here's my platform. We need to provide honest, clean healthcare to our patrons on the planet of Earth, because as these children are coming to the terms, they need to know how to become healthy.
Rod, keep your fingers out of your ears.
They need to become knowing how to become healthy from when being sick, and the free healthcare provides them with the appropriate doctors who will give them the medicine for
affordable.
Okay, give me a second. I'm trying to type all that out.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
I told Mitra to bring her laptop today to write down all of the good stuff that I say and all the funny stuff.
Did you introduce her yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Mitra.
Hi, gang.
Mitra, you're known for your comedy?
No, I prefer to be known as your girlfriend. I am the podcast's relationship expert because I am expert in being your girlfriend. Yes. And so that is pretty much, at this point, full-time job, if you don't count my actual full-time job, which is, of course, being a nurse during the day and your intern at night.
And thank you for that.
Yeah.
And I have learned to say thank you.
I know.
Yeah.
That's and so not cool. For me, because I've asked him to say thank you for a long time. But another male stand-up told Whit about the concept of thank you, and now he'd say that.
Yeah, this guy that I've been doing lots of shows with, I've been doing lots of spots with, he basically took me aside and said, told me about what a thank you is. And now
what are we doing today?
Now I understand what thank you is.
He's explaining what thank you is.
Okay, so what is thank you? What is this?
What do you mean?
You just found out about thank you.
Yeah, I've been talking about
it. And who's the stand-up? Who's name names? Just really quick. Just hurry. I don't
Bonnie
have time.
Trent.
What's up?
Bonnie Trent.
Do you know, you don't know Bonnie Trent?
Is this Theo Vaughn related?
No. What do you mean?
I don't know. I just saw Rod's haircut and running at Theo Vaughn.
Rod got a mullet.
Congratulations, Rod.
Thank you, Mitra. That's
finally hair that matches your politics.
What does that mean?
It's a red state type of haircut. It's a red state type of politics push on me every day.
No, man.
My cat's going ham.
I'm freaking purple.
Right.
I'm
really?
Freaking purple. I'm freaking right.
I like
in the
sound of that. Never mind. I like that. What are we doing today? Can you please tell me?
Why? What do you mean, what are we doing today?
I'm curious. I have a curious mind.
We're just talking, Clay. We talk about stuff and we review it. That's what this podcast is.
Okay, let's review Rod's haircut. What are we
getting? 10 out of 10. It's great. Okay. It's a bold choice and I love it.
Yeah.
And it's his summertime choice. Rod got a bucket hat.
Yeah.
And then you got a haircut. This is a summertime choice.
These are two summertime choices I made, and I...
Where do you get your haircut from?
A woman named Kira.
Okay.
What do you think of this haircut, Winter?
I give the haircut a 10 out of 10 because part of it's short, part of it's tall, some of it is different colors, and other parts of it because some, like the parts that are not under the bucket hat are a different color. The other parts because they get to see a little bit more of the sun, and I think that's pretty dynamic and exciting. So for that, I'll give the haircut a 10 out of 10.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me.
Yep. Clay? What do you think, Clay?
Oh. Well, it's a little dirty in the back, kind of like a red state, and kind of clean in the front, like a tech type of blue state type of thing. Put it together, you got a real centrist, and I like the sound of that, and that's why I give this haircut a 10 out of 10. So I wrote that down, I wrote down 10 out of 10 for the haircut.
Wow, that's a perfect score for my hair.
How does it feel, Rod, so far? Like, what has been the general reaction?
Most people tell me that they like my haircut, and I don't know. Well, a lot of times I am wearing the bucket hat, so a lot of people cannot see me.
People cannot see you at all. Yeah,
they cannot see me and my new haircut. They look past me when I. It's like a little secret in a bucket hat.
That's brutal.
I can pull it down over my face if no one looks.
And what do you do when you don't feel seen? Do you get upset?
No, I'm pretty okay with it.
Okay.
You don't seem okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Because you're sweating.
Well, it's really hot. Yeah.
It is hot. I wore long pants and I do regret it, but Whit says I have to wear long pants.
Oh, I don't want Rod seeing your legs.
Yeah.
Because I know what happens when Rod sees legs.
Rod said something fucked up about my calves last time I did the podcast.
No.
What did he say?
Please don't.
He just pointed out that one is a lot bigger than the other.
Well. And which is from...
exercise.
Is that the time I was there too, and I got throw up all over my shoes because of Rod.
Rod threw up at the big calf.
Yeah.
How do you think? Why, Rod? Why do you think shit like that's okay?
Yeah, you're
throwing up on the because of the big calf.
It's just like a lot of people see stuff that grosses them out, but they don't gotta point it out, and they definitely don't gotta throw up on their friend because of it.
I mean, I don't think it's okay. I think it's bad that I threw up.
He said, "Clean that up." Trash. I was like, Rod, don't talk to me like that.
I'd say that too.
And he goes, there's throw up on the ground. And it's also on your fucking shoes. Go buy a new pair of shoes, you fucking rat. I go, Rod, don't talk to me like that. He goes, just get out of my way. I see anal.
You saw some anal?
When?
I think I was blocking his view from some anal.
Well... I see it all over the place. Because
you're addicted to it.
I'm addicted to it, and I do see it everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm. This was a while ago, and I'm trying to be better
what
about it.
What movie did you see, Whit?
Well, we all saw a bunch of movies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We saw Hobbs and Shaw, and we saw Crawl.
That little cartoon character about the imaginary friend.
Well, it's him grown up, but then the friend isn't there anymore.
Hey?
Wait, which one's Hobbs?
Hobbs is the...
Hobbs is the tiger, right?
Okay, so it's a movie about a tiger and The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or unless he plays Shaw, in which case...
Rock, wait, can you clear this up?
Couldn't tell
you.
It's honestly, nobody knows.
Shaw seems more like a British name to me, so I'll say that The Rock is Hobbs.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So what happens in this freaky little flick?
Well, in it...
doesn't this happen?
Yeah, there is a little bit of driving, but not as much as you think. There's a big car thing at the end.
Yeah, this is just Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, so there's a little bit less
So in this world, Fast and Furious is a guy.
I'm a guy.
Yeah. There's a guy named Fast and Furious.
Yes, there's a guy named Fast and Furious, and then he has a friend named Hobbs and Shaw.
And he's presenting it.
Yeah.
Similar to how Quentin Tarantino presents Eli Roth movies. Or Martin Scorsese presents a movie.
Right, or Comedy Central presents a stand-up.
Yeah. So Hobbs and Shaw, they don't get along. They don't get along.
Okay.
Which we can all relate to.
Well, you mean me and you with Rod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I don't relate to that with really anyone other than Rod, because Mitra and I do have actually a really good relationship where we don't ever really fight about stuff.
Well, yeah, because I'm in a space where I don't feel safe to disagree.
Right.
Right.
So I don't.
You don't what?
I won't disagree.
Wait, sit down, please.
Okay.
No, he likes to stand, so that's okay. No, he likes to stand, and I like to sit.
Well, I just feel like when you're sitting, I should be standing in case.
Yeah.
So what happens in this little Carmelie?
What?
They don't get along, Hobbs and Shaw, but then they have to work together to get some crap out of Jason Statham's sister's blood. Well, they have to work together because they're the best.
Yeah, Jason Statham's sister, she got like a... She put some disease in her blood.
Hey. She puts disease in her blood, but also that Jason Statham has this cool acting thing where he cannot be in a scene with a woman without manufacturing sexual energy and tension.
Yeah.
So the whole time, that it's his sister, but he wants to have sex with the actress, it seems.
Yes.
And they made a movie in this crap?
That's in the script, yeah.
Yeah.
I read the script after the movie because I wanted to take away some lessons from it, and that was it.
Well, and I needed to... I was asked... Because kept asking questions about it.
Yeah.
And so you pulled out the script and read it. You didn't read it.
Well, I started reading the script aloud about 20 minutes into the movie.
Right.
And then continued to read it as the movie was going on, so that you would know what you had just seen 20 minutes ago.
Well, and also there's these big cars and stuff driving around, and then Hobbs or Shaw will say something, and I can't always hear it. And I kept saying, Demetra, what are they saying?
So it's just easier.
She just pulled up the script.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... these guys, they're driving around and bouncing around and stuff. They're doing very good work.
Like what?
Fighting.
Ouch!
Yeah, they do a lot of fighting.
They're always fighting with stuff. And then they'll also be like getting this, they'll like, The Rock will hit, and then Jason Statham will also hit.
Ouch!
And then if The Rock gets hit, then Jason Statham also gets hit.
Ouch!
And then instead of the bad guy ever beating them, something actually just falls down in between the bad guy and Rock and Statham.
Uh-huh.
So that they can't actually finish the fight up. So they have to move the fight to a new
location.
They say,
we'll do this later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, bad guy is also, he's a robot.
Yes, bad guy has robot spine.
Who's Knob?
What?
Who's Knob?
Knob.
Who's Knob?
Knob's the intern. Doesn't have any speaking lines.
Yeah. What?
You went about Knob?
Yeah, the movie Knob and Call. What are we talking about?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, sorry.
So, the somehow, because it...
How does the movie... So, the movie starts with what? What are you telling me? So
she put blood in her arm.
The movie starts, there's a thing, there's a...
Oh, someone puts blood in their arm.
Some sort of, like, machine, and the lady has to put the disease into her body? Like,
yeah.
She puts it into her body so that no one else can get the disease.
Yeah.
Well, that's
and then
nice.
People want the disease.
Hey?
For evil.
Yeah.
What's this disease? Is it
Idris Elba? He's the bad guy?
Idris Elba's the bad guy.
And he wants to get the disease out and give it to people.
He has a fake spine that gives him good eyesight and bulletproof skin.
Makes him a robot.
Does Idris Elba ever get the the thing? The disease?
Well, you have to watch. Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Sorry, no. I mean, also, Clay, you watched the movie with us.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't remember all this stuff.
No, I'm playing the audience right now.
Oh.
No, he doesn't get the stuff he wants because The Rock takes Jason Statham and the sister to Hawaii.
Samoa.
Sorry. Where they all band up with Rock's family and they fight Idris Elba using a bunch of cars attached together.
And at that point for me, when we were at Hawaii, I thought the movie was going to be over.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't over. And it took a very long time after that to be over. And then when the movie was over, I was surprised that it was over because it happened very abruptly.
But guess what, though? It actually wasn't over because then Ryan Reynolds was doing
Deadpool?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds was playing Deadpool.
He was playing Deadpool, the same kind of wisecracking pop culture referencing guy.
He has a mouth of a sailor, huh?
And we were freaking laughing.
Mouth of a sailor. And laughing.
And so he's setting up that he'll probably be in the sequel of Hobbs and Shaw.
Well, and they couldn't reference Game of Thrones enough, which I appreciated.
I love Game of Thrones references
because
they're funny. I love to know that Jon Snow is like
doing something more timeless.
Well, it lets me know that the movie is taking place in my world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Grounded realism.
Okay, so let me go over this one more time.
Yeah.
Movie starts. We got two guys who get the same job. We got this lady who has a sickness, and she puts it in her blood. Elbow wants to grab it from her.
Yeah.
And then they go to Hawaii. Deadpool's there.
Yeah.
Well, and he's somewhere else, but he's pretty much there.
Okay, let me rephrase that. They go to Hawaii. Ryan Reynolds is somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay.
But actually, they're in Samoa. But Samoa looks like Hawaii.
This movie sounds like it's bad.
What do you mean?
No, you are wrong.
Okay. What sounds bad about it?
Can y'all make it more exciting for me? Can you tell me some more stuff that happened?
It's over. We already did it.
That's the movie?
Yeah.
Did you say the stuff about the cars? There's cars in it.
Well, there are cars.
The cars go fast and are big. And also they learn that in order to beat Idris Elba, you have to let him hit you, and then the other guy will hit them.
Yeah. You need him. You need two guys, one guy to get hit, and then the other guy to hit Idris Elba.
And that's the end. After The Rock kisses the sister.
Yeah, and also The Rock, I think, like, he wins tug of war against a helicopter. Yes. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Do you not like that, Clay?
I'm lost, to be honest with you.
The helicopter has a chain.
Yes.
The Rock has to grab it and pull the helicopter.
And where is it? Is this in Hawaii or is this?
It's in Samoa.
Where Ryan Reynolds is.
Samoa. Ryan Reynolds is back at the IHOP.
At the IHOP?
Or he's at IHOP.
He's at something like an IHOP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where The Rock likes to take his
daughter.
Where's
Samoa?
I don't know.
It's like a Pacific island.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I mean, you were there. You wouldn't stop yelling while we were watching it.
Yeah. I kept on saying, can y'all quiet down? I'm trying to watch my man.
Yeah, but you would say, can y'all quiet down? But then every time all of the guys would get on the screen together, you'd start yelling in excitement. And so everybody else would start yelling.
Yeah. I said, what are we doing today, boys? And they weren't answering me.
So what did you want them to say?
Let's go to the bar, dude.
You were asking the movie guys to go to the bar with you?
Yeah, I was immersed.
You were asking the two guys on the screen to go to the bar with you?
Nob and Call. I said, Nob and Call, come down here. Let's get a drink. Let's get some brews. And let's play some Piggy Skin down by the park.
And what is Piggy Skin?
That's the national pastime of football, my man.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oink, oink.
Get on all fours. Toss that little ball around. Pal around with my Nob and Call. Bring over Illis Elbow. Get him in the game.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. I didn't write one thing down because I'm fucking confused. This movie confuses me.
Why? It's really... We explained it really good.
Yeah. No. Tell me one more time.
Why? You want me to go through all of it again?
Just you went like some bullet points. Girl, she gets the diseased blood.
Yeah.
Car. Idris Elba chase her car.
Okay. Bad spine.
He's got the robot spine.
Yes.
Rock and Statham, they both get called. They got to do the job together. They don't like each other.
I feel like you're adding more info than I...
Sorry.
We've already said it.
What did you say?
We already said all that stuff.
Rock thinks sister hot.
Jason Statham thinks sister hot.
Also thinks sister hot.
Okay.
They have... Jason Statham's sister, they have...
Rocks.
Chemistry. Sexual chemistry is obvious.
Yeah.
Even though they're brother sister.
Yes.
Okay.
They're talking so close.
Oh, yeah. And then Samoa.
Helicopter moment.
Helicopter moment.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Idris Elba fight Rock Statham. Statham.
Have to get hit to hit.
Uh-huh.
Then Rock kisses sister.
And then they win. And then...
Rock kisses sister,
and then
Ryan Reynolds.
Rock call Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
And we're grateful for that.
Set up for sequel.
And we're like, Deadpool.
Yeah. That's the end.
Okay.
Perfect timing.
Anything else we see, boys?
Yeah, we saw Crawl.
What is Crawl?
A movie about some gators in a basement.
Gator basement hurricane movie?
Yeah. Basically, almost pretty much lived this life every day.
Where at?
Y'all seen a gator?
In my life, I always feel like I'm trapped in a basement with a freaking alligator.
My grandfather played for the Gators.
Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you about that later.
Will you?
Probably not.
You don't want to tell us about it now.
I literally have limited information on it.
We're chomping at the bit.
He played it once. And then...
What position?
I have no idea. It's back in a long time ago where the helmets looked like they were made out of leather. And I don't think there were positions back then. I think they'd get all the boys on the green, and they just like toss them, put the ball in the middle, and y'all have at it.
It's the pigskin again.
The pigskin. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
we had rooms that were gators everywhere.
Yeah, y'all love that crap.
My grandfather peaked at the age of 22 and reminded his whole family that he played for the Gators.
Well, we all hope that we will peak at the age of 22 also.
Yeah. It's far away, so we got time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gators is why it's called Gatorade.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
That's pretty fun.
And they gave the Gatorade to the boys on the green, and they played better that game. And they called it Gatorade. Back then, it was just called it.
They just called it fruit juice.
Yeah. Aid.
Mitri, you don't have to write this down. Does she ever write down everything you say?
Yeah.
Everything that's funny or smart. And so it's everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have carpal tunnel in both hands.
But I told you I would get you the wrist braces.
Yeah, but it doesn't help with the fingers.
Well, if it gets really bad and you can't move your hands anymore, I told you I would get you the surgery. I know a guy.
I just can't have any more surgeries this year.
Yeah, what was the thing you were telling me? What were the surgeries that y'all were getting together?
Well, no, I paid for Mitra's. Every time, you know, Mitra, I'll see she'll be looking in the mirror, and I'll say, you don't like it, I can fix it.
Yeah, so I wanted to...
She's looking at you in the mirror.
No, she's looking at herself.
No, I'm looking at myself. I'm interested in being a few inches shorter and having one leg be a little longer than the other so I can wear a high heel and a sneaker at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. I want a thicker upper arm, thinner little arm, lower arm.
It's a lot of shaving down.
It's like the opposite of Popeye?
Yeah, so I'm looking for the opposite of Popeye.
Popeye.
So, because I don't think Olive is his equal, and I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
That's a surgery so far. And I chose to be blind in one eye.
Okay.
And what was the reason?
So that at some point in my life, I could experience losing sight and then gaining it.
So you just have to close one of your eyes now to know how to be what it's like to be blind.
Yeah, and in retrospect, I could have just closed my eyes to know, but I wanted the
you
option.
You live, you learn.
You live, you learn.
Well, I remember when you got out of the surgery, you realized that, and you went, dang it! And you kind of hit your palm to your forehead, as if to say, like, ugh, I realize now I didn't have to do that.
Yeah. Well, actually, in my culture, it means something totally different, but you never asked.
Oh, what does it mean?
It means, thank you.
Wait, wake up.
What? I wasn't asleep.
Okay, I just looked like you were just like nodding off or something. We were trying to pay attention here.
Well, I was paying attention, but often when I will fall asleep if someone's talking, but I'm pretty sure I remember the last thing she said.
Okay, go for it.
She was talking about shortening the top of her arm.
So you fell asleep?
What? No, I didn't. You said I want to thin out the top of my arm. Or something, or thick it up.
Wait, you are getting red as a cranberry.
No, I'm not. Here, tell me another story again.
So, the most important day of my life was the day that I decided...
Wait! My man!
What?
You know what you're doing?
I was listening. What? I can... What? You want me to prove to you that I was listening?
Yeah.
How?
What was she saying?
She was talking about... Well, she was saying that something about having a thick arm.
Okay.
Wait, Mitra, why are you pissed off?
I'm not pissed off. I'm always happy, and I won't ever be sad.
Okay.
All right, I have to go to my shift.
Oh, you do?
Not right now, but I do have to go to my shift soon, so.
Are you asking us to hurry?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't ask that. Okay. I know that these normally run like 6 hours long, so I
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
Or Sean Hannity.
You want to talk about what if an ape got
high? Does he do a podcast?
Sean Hannity does like 17 hours of radio a day in addition to his TV show.
Which one is the Sean Hannity?
He's got nice hair.
I'll show you a picture of him.
Thick, thick hair.
Wait, you're just grabbing Rod's phone and it says wallpaper. Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Well.
So, explain.
I mean, I asked who he was.
Oh, wait, let me just grab the phone one more time. Oh, it has all his schedule. Oh, that's why you have it. It's like a quick go-to.
He's just an interesting radio host.
Yeah.
That's it. I like him, okay? I don't know.
I'm a stern man myself, but...
I'm Seacrest.
You're Seacrest?
Seacrest, yeah.
He didn't get canceled or anything?
I think he was canceled adjacent, but okay. It's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was close, yeah. Right?
Hey, if it doesn't actually mean they lose their jobs, then you should continue supporting them.
That's right.
Yes. If they still have the job and they make a good product,
you're either in jail or you're not canceled.
Yeah, so exactly.
I'm a lawman myself.
Yeah.
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 What is this? What did the alligator do?
He's swimming around in the basement trying to get the...
Is this another movie it seems like there's no story? You're just telling me a list of events that happen that don't seem to co-line, don't seem to do anything?
Well, I don't get it, Clay. We explain it perfectly.
Yeah.
Idris Elba wants the blood crap that's in the sister.
And how did that end?
He's chasing it. It ends by they don't get it.
They beat up Idris Elba.
So what happens in the shark? The gator movie.
They are trying to fix their basement, pretty much. There's, you know, some other stuff.
Just like some home
during
improvement
a hurricane.
Stuff? Okay.
They get trapped down there, and then they realize that there's been a pit of gators laying eggs down there.
Like a chicken?
Yeah. And then the gators are trying to bite them.
Hey.
They gotta get out, and then they realize that they're just surrounded by alligators everywhere during this hurricane, so they climb up to the roof, and a helicopter saves them.
Did you just do a whole nother movie?
Yeah,
that's
Gator.
That's pretty much the whole movie.
Yeah, we were watching.
Is there a way we can watch movies where we can describe them that doesn't take a minute, or less than a minute?
Okay, so I'll go through every detail.
It starts with her at a swim meet.
She's at a swim meet and she's a really good swimmer and her dad's proud of her.
I like the sound of that.
Then there's a hurricane. And she can't get her dad to answer the phone. So she has to go check on him, and he got bit by a gator and got knocked out while he was fixing stuff in his basement.
This? One second. Sorry. No, this is going to be worth it. One second.
Clay, what are you doing?
Like that?
Yeah. She calls him up, and he's played by Barry Pepper.
Wait, one second. Let me take a bite of a pepper. Bite.
No, that's just...
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, that must have been a spicy pepper.
Does that make you scream?
Let me take another bite. Ooh, it's spicy.
Yeah. Well, Barry Pepper is the dad. And
see how much fun we have when we get to get really deep into the movie?
Well, okay, so this movie's got a dash of Barry Pepper.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure... I would love a Barry Pepper.
What?
A berry pepper?
A berry pepper, Clay.
Okay.
Have you ever had a berry pepper? I have when I watched the movie Crawl. Have you, Mitra?
No, I remember I was not at the movie Crawl because I was working.
Yeah. Yeah, so you weren't able to make it.
Yeah, I was working.
But did you read the script?
No, I didn't have time to read the script because I was sewing up a man. But make rent this month. No, barely.
How do you mean?
Like,
sit down.
Like, he died.
Okay, but he was a man. Was he straight?
Right, but since I they know that I have a no-man policy in terms of patients that I can treat, so if they give me a man, I just let them die, that everyone knows that I'm loyal to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so, but he, okay, so he was dead.
He came alive and ended dead in protest of me getting the man.
Good.
Yeah, so nothing happened.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't even look at me. I didn't let him.
And you didn't see him nude?
What?
You didn't see him nude?
I mean, all my patients come into me fully nude. It's just part of the job. It's just part job. There's nothing you can do.
It makes you feel better, when she has a job that means money, that means more berry pepper for you.
That's true. Do I get a cut?
I buy everything that you own, and I pay for our rent and stuff. So I'll get another job.
So yeah, I get a cut.
I'll get another job.
Should we talk about how we divvy up all the stuff that we have?
Yeah, what is Witt's cut?
Well, Witt kind of gets whatever he needs, and then I have my intern outfit, and I have my nurse outfit. And then that is sort of my cut.
Oh, you get the two outfits.
I get my two outfits, and then whatever is left of the food when I get home from my shift. And then...
sometimes there's nothing, because I had a big day doing the podcast.
Yeah.
And then usually I can drink some of the water. And
the what? Say that again.
What's that?
The water. Water.
I don't know what that is.
Witt's been doing this thing lately where he watches a TV show called The Nanny, and he gets all of his close friends to try to talk like the nanny.
Well, I like it when Mitra says some words like that. So she knows how I feel about when she says water, and she knows I don't like it.
Yeah, because I say water like water, and Witt gets really upset. So I say woulda, sort of soften the blow of my horrible voice.
Right. And he says woulda? it reminds you of the a nanny.
Yeah, Fran Drescher's nanny. And hey, also
get over here, water.
I also like it when she does the laugh.
Yeah, get over here, water.
One more time, let's do the nanny laugh again.
Get over here, water.
Yeah.
Get over here, water. The kids are in bed.
I love that.
Yeah, so I'm master impressionist on the side.
I also like that she is talking
Ready.
To... She's talking to the water.
Yeah, get over here, water. The kids are in bed. Because I'm going to fuck the water.
Yeah. She finally gets to fuck the water.
Get over here, water. The kids are in bed.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, so Mitra, she does buy my crap, but it's only because she supports me in the podcast that we do. And she knows that I need to dedicate all the time that I have to seeing the things to talk about on the podcast.
Well, and Witt has to sleep for 22 hours a day so that he can do the podcast.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yes, I get that.
I do. That's not a problem that I sleep a long
Witt,
time.
Witt, sit down. You're going to break my chair if you keep on doing this.
It's just a really easy chair to stand on.
Okay.
It's not a problem that I sleep for 22 hours.
I never said it was a problem.
Okay. Well, it's like...
I will say this. Every time you do the podcast, you're very well rested, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. You know how when you go to Disneyland or something like that, and you sleep really long after?
Uh-huh.
Because you're so tired from all the fun? That's how I feel after every podcast. That's why I sleep for so long. So essentially, me putting all of my 100% into the podcast is the same thing as one person going to a theme park.
That's a lot.
So what does the alligator do after the swim meet?
The alligators get in the basement, man. They're in there and they're chomping around.
It's not a basement. It's a crawl space.
It's a crawl space. Sorry.
Oh, that's where they get the famous title.
Yeah.
Crawl.
Yeah.
It's just a titular
and in parentheses,
crawl?
Space.
Mm-hmm. I thought the gator was named Crawl. But they don't name the gators.
No, none of the gators are named.
Well, because when you name something, you fall in love with it. Like when Witt named me.
Yeah.
My name wasn't always this.
Yeah.
It wasn't always Mitra.
No.
What was it?
It was Sharon.
Witt, sit down.
I just don't like hearing her other name. And what was your last name?
Sharon Watts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And Witt just changed both your first and last name?
Well, yes.
Because that's what you do when you love something.
I've given her a few names. We've settled on Mitra Johari. But I've given her a lot of MJ names.
Yeah, I was allowed to be Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, or Lady Gaga, and I ended up choosing Mitra Johari.
Yeah.
And that's because you love Spider-Man.
Well, because you like Michael
That's why
Jackson.
You do the MJ names?
Yeah.
Wait, which one is it?
Well, I like Spider-Man. I love Michael Jackson. I still haven't finished.
You also love that Mary Jane.
Love, which from Spider-Man. And I love...
I'm talking about the plant, my guy.
Oh, I love that stuff. Mary Jane.
Explain what it is.
Mary Jane from Spider-Man or from the plant?
What's this plant thing?
Well, it's just this freaking plant for my chill friends to get on and grow.
Like that. I like that a lot.
Don't y'all see?
Yeah, I see.
Oh, stop!
What happened?
I hit this table.
Yes.
Okay, we see.
Okay.
Do y'all see?
Okay, we see.
I see.
Then the plant you get to chill on and grow up. You grow the plant up, you chill on it.
Witt spends $6,000 a month at MedMen.
I love MedMen. Those are my boys in there. They give me the seeds to grow into for my house.
And that's all Mitra's money.
Well, no, it's our money. It's our money.
Mitra works. Liz, here's the deal. If Mitra didn't have me, she wouldn't be so motivated to work all the time. Okay?
Everybody needs a purpose. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you are the coolest guy I know.
I know. I smoke weed, all right?
Wait, so the gators don't have names?
They don't have names. Could have called one of them Crawl, and that would have made sense to me. They're chomping around, biting around. Barry Pepper's got a chomped on shoulder.
Stop! You're getting me thirsty!
Why?
Here's the Barry Pepper.
Oh, you want a Barry Pepper.
Go on. Like a Dr. Pepper?
Keep on going, my man. When I my doctor out of it.
When I think of Dr. Barry Pepper, I don't think of a drink.
Yes.
I actually do think of a drink.
I think of a sprinkling of a some sort of...
When I hear Barry Pepper, I'm thinking of a Dr. Pepper with Barry.
What about you, Mitra?
I'm thinking about the most recent patient I lost on the table.
All the time?
Well, this particular person's name was Barton Pipper, and he did pass away on the table.
Barton Pipper.
Barton Pipper.
That's sad.
Wow, sad.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, so these alligators are chomping around, biting around. These, this Barry Pepper and this other girl, and she's, you know, they're bouncing around trying to get rid of these, get away from these alligators before the hurricane fills up their crawl space with water. With water. So, there's some people stealing hot dogs from across the street. They scream for them, but guess what? They get bit by alligators, too. Because these gators are hungry. Yeah. And so eventually the cops come, but they get bit by alligators too.
Yeah, one cop gets eaten by, I think, 6 gators.
His head gets eaten off.
Why is there so many gators? Do they explain where these little critters come from?
They actually don't.
So apparently they live in the pond, but the pond is somehow connected to the crawl space. And I don't know, some of the gators are just huge.
Yeah, yeah, but
so that's why.
Oh, okay, I don't understand.
Think it's like okay. There's not often 400 alligators in a pond,
right?
But in this world, there is.
Yeah, but I think there may be mutant alligators.
Oh, okay.
Do you think that?
Because they're all huge.
Yeah, they're all huge, and like I feel like there was like a green ooze.
Oh, I didn't. Well, there was the place that sold the hot dogs, and that's probably not good.
Yeah, you think that they had some ooze or something?
Yeah, well, in Lake Placid, there's a woman feeding an alligator cows, full cows.
And what?
That's why the alligator is so huge.
Didn't we have something like that happen in our town?
Well, a bunch of alligators got loose during a hurricane, and they all ended up in people's backyards, which is exactly pretty much the story of this. Except they were not.
Where does this movie take place?
It takes place in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's gator country.
You don't ever really... I guess it'd be close to where Florida State is.
Does that bring up my grandfather?
Tallahassee?
Yeah.
Did that bring up my grandfather?
No.
He lived in...
She is a Florida gator, though.
Okay.
That's who she swims for at the swim meet.
Yeah. How do you know?
Because I remember seeing the gator logo.
Yeah. What college did you go to again, Mitra?
Harvard.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you met with you, made what did you make her do?
When I met her,
yeah,
made her jump up and down.
I thought you said she.
That's the first thing.
I thought you said she didn't.
I wanted to make sure she's physically
that
able.
You didn't like her in college, so far away, and then you
made her drop out,
and then do the rest of the long line on DeVry.
When I first met her, I said this isn't going to work because you needed to leave school. So she left, and yeah, she finished her courses on DeVry.
Well, I didn't get to finish them. None of my courses transferred, so I had to do I had to start over, sort of accelerate through that, mm-hmm. so that I could be on track to be a nurse by the time Whitney ran out of money.
Well, here's the deal, okay? I am coming to a little bit of money.
And how's this?
How?
Yeah.
You know how.
I don't have much time. Can you hurry up?
I took the seeds, I grew the weeds.
What? What? You took the weed seeds under the leads?
Whit is a convicted felon.
Oh, right.
He was growing a trafficable amount of marijuana in his yard. And
took the seeds, grew the weeds.
Selling it outside of junior highs, and that's actually how we met.
Yeah. Well, because she was... Okay, so this is a long, long story, is that Mitra was in junior high. She had already been accepted into Harvard. Wow. She was taking courses. That's when I said, drop out. You don't need it. Her parents got mad. And I said, I'm going to marry your daughter. And so...
Did they like that?
Yeah,
well, they were a little upset, but I mean, the good news is, like, we're not married.
Well, they said
so they got what they wanted.
I did marry her so I could get the legal guardianship. And the day she turned 18, I divorced her.
He divorced me.
Because now she's watching too much Nanny, my man.
I divorced her because now she's overage. We don't need to be married anymore.
Yeah, there's underage and there's overage. Right. So there's sort of that sweet spot when you're 18, just flat on the day of being 18. You're 18 in 0 days. And as soon as I hit 18 in 1 day, ring comes off. Wit gave it, someone else is holding on to it.
I pitched a fit. I said, take it off or else I'm going to pitch a fit.
So you pitched a fit and then you just said, take it off or I will pitch a fit?
Yeah.
Why choose?
Here's the deal. Okay? She also had just turned 18. And, well, when she was growing, she was developing, like, her skull and stuff. That's when I was putting the 2-liter bottle onto her head.
Right. Well, because I had a soft skull until I was 14. Oh. So a lot of people lose that when they're a baby, right?
Right.
But I had I kept it soft.
And so that was why I did the 2-liter thing, because I knew that. It wasn't because of, like, some weird thing. It was because I knew she had a soft skull, and that if I wanted to, she could be my tray for my 2-liters.
Well, if you don't have any protein at all growing up, then you can kind of do whatever you want to your head.
To your soft
skull. Well, I gave her protein. Every day she'd eat a grapefruit.
What's that? Grapefruit.
It's really good for you. It's protein.
I don't think so.
Wit's been forwarding me links from the Dr. Drew YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, great proof.
Dr. Drew's my boy.
It was a was so what's the alligator up to now?
Well, they just got away from him that. They only killed like one alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. She shoots the alligator.
Only one alligator dies?
Well, the alligator bites this girl a lot, and she actually never is injured.
Ouch.
But at one point, the alligator bites the girl's arm while the girl's arm is inside the alligator's head, and she shoots it off.
Yeah, she has a gun.
Shoots the alligator. Good. Good and long.
And that's the only alligator that dies in the whole movie.
Well, another one gets bonked on the head until it sort of passes out.
But, and then how many people die?
A lot of people die.
I want to say, so there's the 3 people eating the hot dogs.
And they die.
Yeah, and they die.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the 2 cops that come in and they die.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Barry Pepper gets his arm bit off.
Does Barry Pepper die?
No, he don't die. He gets his arm bit off.
So I guess 5 people die and only 1 gator.
Yeah. And Barry Pepper feels really bad because his mom and, I mean, her mom and him got a divorce and he keeps talking about it.
And that's why the gators happened, because of broken home?
Yeah.
Broken home, gators know that they can sniff that kind of shit out.
Yeah. If there's 2 parents in a house, the gator's not getting in.
No, ma'am. You know that.
Is this where Sean Hannity comes into play?
No, he's not in this.
Sean Hannity...
But he loves the film.
He loved it.
It's pro-family.
Oh, yes. Pro-family. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's pro-family.
Pro-hot dog.
Pro-life.
Uh-huh.
Pro-hot dog is pro-America,
Well,
of
any movie where there's kids in the movie is pro-life.
Well, also, all the people who got eaten by alligators had abortions.
Right.
That is true.
And that's what they're saying. They're all discussing that. They're going to their abortion club.
Yeah.
At the hot dog stand.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, every week they gather together there. They steal some hot dogs. They talk about their abortions. And those people, guess what? They go there post-alligator world. They get chomped up, my man.
So it's a metaphor in that way.
That metaphors work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what do we give this movie?
Oh, do you want to start with me?
I'll start. I loved it. Here's why. Family stuff. I like thinking about being an alligator myself. Swimming around in the water. Biting onto stuff. Chewing up some things. Bringing it to the rock corner where it rots with my other food. Letting it soak up some water juice, eating the rest of it later. I give it a 10 out of 10.
Wow. Mitra?
For me, having not been allowed to see this movie, I would like to give it a 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good score.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed this movie. I liked all of the crawl space stuff, and the gators really scary, and then you get to see these baby gators that I really liked, and they sounded just like that. Clay's doing, that's pretty spot on. Mm-hmm. And for all that, I'm going to have to give this movie absolute 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to assume this movie takes place in a Republican's favorite decade, the 1950s?
No, it takes place today in this decade, now.
Yeah.
But it's basically the same thing.
Okay. So let me just write that down. What type of music do you do this for this?
Something that goes, but with a jazz pop tinge.
Like this, the score for Sicario?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I can do something about that.
Hi.
My name is Clay Tatum, and I'm reviewing a movie called Call. Not to be confused about the other movie we did named Knobs and Call, but Call, because of the call space. Here's my thoughts on the movie, and here's my also in the what happens in the film. Okay, gang? First thing that happens is, I'm thirsty. Where's my berry pepper? So, another thing that happens in the movie is there's a memorial section. It's rest in peace, Martin Pepper. I miss you. And then the last thing that happens in the movie is Whit marries a kid from junior high, and he's also a felon because he sells drugs to children. And for that, I give this movie a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Perfect score for a perfect movie.
That's a great review, Clay.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm comfortable talking about my past.
I know! I get it.
I'm not shamed at all by the choices I've made.
Okay.
No, I mean, I get college credit to date you.
That's so cool.
Well, I learn so much every day.
And why do you get college credit? You should tell them.
Because I'm your intern.
Yep.
You're an accredited university.
Yep.
I didn't know that about you, Whit.
What's the university called?
University of being really good at having sex.
Yes, so I am a sophomore at the University of being really good at having sex. Every day is a positive experience, and I've basically learned so far. I'm on my second year of learning, so I'm to second base. Each year is another base.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at over the shirt feel ups right now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you this, final day of senior year, that's a home run.
All right, so I should probably get to my shift pretty soon.
We gotta hang on to you for a few more minutes.
What do you want to talk about?
You know what I want to talk about.
Oh, no, I don't.
Woo! You know.
What are you doing?
Do you have any idea what he wants to talk about?
What are you doing?
Do you know what that is?
What is this?
Succession's coming back on Sunday.
Woo! Did you actually watch it?
Oh, yeah!
Did you see the whole thing?
Yes.
You all saw the whole thing?
Oh, I watched it.
I saw the whole thing.
I loved it.
What's your favorite part?
Oh!
I love it when he does drugs.
You like that guy?
I mean, I liked a lot of the guys, but I loved the main guy. Yeah, of course. Kendall.
Yeah, I guess I like Kendall, too.
What? Who do you like, Mitra?
The story that I think is the most compelling for me is Shiv.
For sure.
Hey, Shiv?
Love Shiv.
Daughter.
It's been a while. I like Shiv.
I love Shiv.
I like the scrappy little cousin. Was
oh my
he a cousin?
God, oh, Greg.
Greg's great.
All about Greg. Greg, anytime he walks into a scene, I'm obsessed. That's my guy.
Yeah, Greg is fun. He's nice. He's good. He's cool.
Rod, have you seen this?
I have not seen
Rod.
It.
Rod!
I'm not even sure what you're talking
Rod.
About.
Oh,
what What is it?
It's about this like media conglomerate and that an old man who's about to go senile, it seems like. Uh-huh. And the kids are trying to take over the company.
And Greg's there?
And everyone's there. Horrible.
Everyone's really bad.
Okay. Everyone's awful, awful, awful.
I like that.
It's funny. Huh? It's cool.
I relate to it.
Which one are you?
I'm the main guy.
Wait, you still who's the main guy?
Yeah, the main guy.
No, who's the main guy? Who do you see as the main guy?
Ooh, Kendall, my man.
Oh, see, I don't see him as the main guy.
Who do you see
who
as the main
guy? Who do you
see?
I feel like it changes.
Feel like the whole thing is the old man. That's who I am.
You're that makes the old man.
I'm the old man.
Clay is a lot like an old man.
He's the one that's doing all the tricks, and he has everything in his back pocket. He just wait, and then he'll show you.
He is a sneaky little devil.
Yes.
And I love that Eric Bogosian of Law and Order fame is on the show. He's the guy who plays Gil, the politician.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Law and Order.
Yeah, he's good.
And that's what that's my whole pop culture pool is who was on Law and Order.
Did you watch a lot of Law and Order?
I used to.
Yeah,
in high school or in New York?
In high school.
Hmm.
They are. Do you watch the SVU?
Yeah.
They're oddly very current.
It's crazy. I mean, they're like. I mean, did you see? I don't know if they're still making it or if they were just talking about it, that they're doing like Law and Order hate crimes.
Yeah.
Law and Order hate crimes, which is, yeah.
Is that its own show?
They're making their own show. But it is like, it's wild because I was really upset when I saw that they're doing Law and Order hate crimes. But then I was like, oh yeah, but I've been totally desensitized to them doing Law and Order Special Victims Unit where someone gets raped every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really covering all the bases.
You
know what I would love to watch?
Huh. What's that?
Law and Order Mutations.
What? Explain?
Where, like, criminals are mutated. Okay,
I'm worried that you're about to explain to me the plot of Ninja Turtles.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's like a guy created an ooze and he's making, like, people on the street drink it. And then it turns them into a weird thing.
This actually sounds like a really good Law and Order.
And then the guys had to find out who's doing that and why. And it's usually because they want to take over the world.
Do some of these mutants... Do they become the cops?
Well, there is one mutant cop who he definitely has an agenda because him becoming a mutant really affected his family life. But
like in a good way or a bad way?
Well, in a bad way, but because of that, he wasn't very honorable as a cop. But since he became the mutant cop, he has become more honorable because he gets both sides.
I like the side. I couldn't follow you the whole time, but once you said both sides, I like the side of that.
Yeah.
So, do you think that that's going to be one?
Law and Order Mutations? I mean, I think you could definitely make that happen.
Do you want... Maybe you can pitch it somewhere? Could you do that?
I think you'd have to collaborate with Dick Wolf.
Yeah, you should call it Dick Wolf.
He would be in it and become the Wolf Dick.
Dick Wolf, that reminds me of Rod, who's a butt hound.
Clay, I'm trying to be better.
What animal man would you be, Mitra? Mutator.
You gotta mutate to be on the show.
Let me walk you through it. You're swimming around, bouncing off the coast in New York. You're walking over to the garbage to throw your pizza, your pool pizza that you're having. And you accidentally...
Sounds like an episode of... Something in New York crashing, I don't know.
And then you step in on a syringe filled with green juice. Ouch, you say. And then you go... And you start transforming.
I'm thinking you're watching too much DC app.
Well, I paid $70 for it.
It's just like, did they automatically sign you up for a yearly thing?
Well, they said you have to unsubscribe by this date, and then I forgot.
But they signed you up for a whole year. Like, you wanted a whole year of this DC
crap. I got it for a year.
You're in.
I'm in.
And wait, we went through it the other day because you swore to me that the Batman movies were on there.
No, none of the Batman movies are on there. Not
and
even
really
the Zack Snyder's.
Be.
Yeah.
They really should be.
No, yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, straight up is only the cartoon Batman movies.
Yeah. But what animal would you be?
I would hope I would be like part bear or something.
Okay.
Comfortable.
It's the last animal that you touched. So you might be a fish because you're swimming in the sea.
Oh, you were swimming in the sea.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I guess, a fish in the sea, as you have decided.
All right, let me ask Rod what animal he would be. Okay, Rod, here, let me walk you through the scenario. I need to walk you through the scenario.
Okay.
You're at your house.
I'm at my house.
Your mom's house, where you are running around backyard cooking a T-bone steak.
Okay.
And then you're playing with your dogs, throwing the ball around. And your mom says, honey, could you go get a newspaper? And you do. And the newspaper is filled with a green ooze that looks delicious. So you have a swig. And then you go, what do you turn into? What do you think you should turn into?
Yeah, I gotta turn into a dog.
Because you touched the dog?
That's like how you set this up.
I can see that.
Oh, it's so cool to get quizzed.
So you're like we were dog. Listening. That's like a weird dog guy.
All right, that was the last animal I said, and then you gotta remember. It's cool.
Okay, now let's try for Clay.
Can you make mine really good?
Well, it's cool because this is sort of like the SATs, where like you have to just listen and comprehend and remember one thing.
I like the listen to wit game.
Wit actually really likes that game too.
Yeah.
All right, let me play.
Okay. All right, you're playing. You love skydiving.
Okay.
You jump out of the plane to skydive down to Albuquerque, where you now reside with your family of four.
Congratulations.
Okay.
You land where your wife awaits with your two sons.
Is this where I take a wrong turn?
No. Okay. Your two sons are there, and they run up to you.
Papi, we are happy for you to have done what you have done on the sky.
And you say, I love you, my sons. You seem in need of an ice cream. So you take the boys with you to the
ice cream. Are we at the tail end of this, or are we just getting started?
We take the boys with you to the ice cream, where there's an ice cream called Ooze Flavor. And you look behind the counter, and you say, that's a new flavor. And the guy behind the counter is twirling his mustache and going, And you go, well, might as well try it. You have a bite. And then you immediately feel sick to your stomach, and you say, something's wrong. What do you turn into?
I don't know. You tell me, my man.
A mustache?
No.
I think you're going to turn into one of your sons.
Rod's right.
Okay.
You're going to turn into one of your sons.
Once you saw Albuquerque, I thought you were, this was going to be Bugs Bunny related, but... You went with what?
Well, he makes a wrong turn.
Yeah.
You turn into one of your kids.
Okay.
But it's a mutated version. Do you see?
That's a great story.
Why?
What's up?
Why?
Does that make sense to you, Clay?
I think
you are having a bad attitude about it because you don't really understand it.
Can I ask you about your two sons?
Yes.
What are their names?
Scott and Scab.
How old are they?
Oh, they're about... Oh, shit. Where's my papers? 20 and 15. So, you have any questions about Scott and Scab?
So they're 20 and 15.
Yes.
And they live in Albuquerque with you and...
Me and...
Your wife?
My bikini girlfriend.
Bikini clad.
Yes.
So is she a bikini model?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. She's 3 feet tall, too. Just how I like them.
Well, it's fine, because it's just, she has to be in print. So as long as you can stretch out the corners of the picture, she looks like a big girl.
That's right.
And you always say, I'm going to make you look like a big girl.
I'll make you look like a big girl. Scab, get over here.
How tall are Scott and Scab?
Scott and Scab? About 6'7". Both of them.
What's your favorite stuff to do with them?
I like to have them pick me up and throw me around like a damn ball.
What kind of stuff are they into?
I like to... Well, the type of stuff? The one's into politics. Yeah.
Like your dad?
Just like my dad, Donald Trump.
And Rod.
And me. I love politics.
Yeah.
Do they listen to the podcast?
Ben Shapiro?
No, but this podcast.
No. They don't know about it.
Why not?
Is it? I don't want them to know all my secrets. Scott and Scab. Then this is... Who do I turn into?
You turn into one of them.
Which one?
I think you turned to Scab.
Oh. The last one that you touched. Yeah, Scab. Ugh. What?
I'm in too tall.
Well, it's going to be... You all are going to be mixed together.
Well, they're both the same height.
Oh, that's right.
But is a 15-year-old still growing?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
He won't stop.
So that means you might keep growing.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think you would sound like if you were mixed with him?
I sound like this.
Oh, no.
Oh. Is that hello? Can I throw you around like a ball?
I don't know. I'm tired.
That sounds like a demon about to burp.
Yeah.
What?
Rod, what would you sound like?
I sound like this.
Wait, that's what Rod would sound like?
Yeah, she sounds like this.
Yeah, it'd probably sound like that.
If you were mixed with a dog?
Yeah, if I was mixed with a dog.
And Mitra, if you were mixed with a fish from the sea, what would you sound like?
I love water.
What else would you say?
Gonna have a drink of water.
So it's a thirsty fish mutant.
Yeah.
Yeah, all fish are a little thirsty,
well,
right?
Well, once the fish is up where I am, it's thirsty, Whit.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
It wants water. It wants water. Can I get a job with water?
Yeah. So that's what I was going to ask. Would you keep living on land or would you go to the water?
Well, I've burned a lot of bridges on land, so I'd try water.
It's a good idea.
And yeah. Where would I go?
Wherever you want.
But I can't breathe underwater. Would you bring me fresh fish every night to eat?
Oh, crap. Real.
Would you?
If I were a fish, we would not date.
Wow. It seems like you're just waiting to become a fish mutant so that you don't have to date me. And I've always thought that ever since I freaking met you. This woman can't be trusted.
Wait, can I see your phone?
Here you go.
Wait, no, do you have a DC app on there?
Yeah.
Do you really? I just want to see what's on this app. I just want to close this thing with just seeing what you paid for.
You want to see the DC app?
I just want to see what you paid for.
You can, read the comics, right? Isn't that what it's for?
Is that really what it's for?
Yeah, you can read comics on it.
Okay.
So you can read comics and watch Swamp Thing.
I got it so I can watch Swampy.
I mean, what app isn't worth $70?
Yeah. Are you making fun of me?
All right. You have a TV? There's a TV show called Doom Patrol. You see this?
No.
Okay. There's a...
I don't know what that is.
Brendan Fraser in that?
Better be.
Oh, you got Lewis and Clark. You have four seasons of Lewis and Clark.
Oh, good. Lois the sitcom from the 90s.
And another show called Human Target, Birds of Prey. This is shit.
Yeah, those are all... Those
Why
are
couldn't
old.
They just sign you up for a monthly?
Why not just shoot you in the face?
Wait, there's one season of DC Shorts called Riddle Me This.
Probably about the Riddler, huh?
That's cool. You should check that out.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. This looks really... I actually like the look of that.
Of what?
You gotta say what it is.
Oh, it's Batman putting on his boot.
Oh.
Batman is famous for one thing, and that's his boots.
I would watch Batman put on his boot. Yeah. Is that a series?
Yeah.
He just tries on different boots, and we get to vote on the new costume.
You know what?
Costume.
I will watch anything.
I would love that. I would love to watch a show, like an episode of Project Runway where the designers make a new Batman suit.
Oh my God.
And then it's in a movie,
great.
And that's the prize.
That would be great.
I should work in reality TV.
Those are good YouTube
videos.
You should
get a job in DC app.
Yeah.
Those are really good YouTube videos, as I made my own bat suit.
Really?
Yes!
Is this real?
Yes! Everybody should go watch them. Should we? I think the podcast has been long enough.
Okay.
Don't you guys?
Sure.
Over an hour.
Yeah.
All right.
That's more than enough.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your last words?
Thanks for listening. And what about you, Mitra?
I am grateful for the opportunity to showcase what I've learned as your girlfriend.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you, too.
Mister.
You don't have anything to promote?
I would like to promote my class show of of me being Whit's intern.
Yeah.
And that will be going up in the Trader Joe's parking lot at 3 a.m. next Tuesday. Whenever you're listening to this, it's happening at the closest Trader Joe's to you next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Make it out.
That's been another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas. And thanks for listening, and be sure to watch all the stuff that we talked about and tell your friends to listen and rate us and review us on the internet. We had our number one guest was Mita Jahari, and our number one audience members are Barry, and my number one co-host is Clay Tatum. I'm really happy that we did the podcast today. And thank you for all of the people who like to listen, and also to remember to go to our Patreon to get more episodes. Hit it, Clay!
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.